was forthcoming, the man smiled, and it sent a chill straight down Marin's spine. Still staring at them, he lifted Mother Serenity's arm so that it was in plain sight. Callously, he bent her index finger until Marin heard the betraying pop of bone. One of the nuns shrieked and ran forward, only to be backhanded down by one of the soldiers. The rest of the nuns gasped at the bold outrage. "This is God's house," Mother Serenity said in a reedy voice. "You sin greatly by bringing violence onto holy ground." "Shut up, old woman," the man snapped. "Tell me where Marin Stewart is, or I'll kill every last one of you." Marin sucked in her breath and curled her fingers into balls at her sides. She believed him. There was too much evil, too much desperation in his eyes. He had been sent on a devil's errand, and he wouldn't be denied. He grasped Mother Serenity's middle finger, and Marin rushed forward. "Charity, nay!" Mother Serenity cried. Marin ignored her. "I'm Marin Stewart. Now let her go." The man dropped Mother Serenity's hand, then shoved the woman back. He stared at Marin with interest, then let his gaze wander suggestively down her body and back up again. Marin's cheeks flamed at the blatant disrespect, but she gave no quarter, staring back at the man with as much defiance as she dared. He snapped his fingers, and two men advanced on Marin, grabbing her before she could think to run. They had her on the floor in a split second, their hands fumbling with the hem of her gown. She kicked wildly, flailing her arms, but she was no match for their strength. Would they rape her here on the chapel floor? Tears gathered in her eyes as they shoved her clothing up over her hips. They turned her to the right, and fingers touched her hip, right where the mark rested. "Oh, nay." She bowed her head as tears of defeat slipped down her cheeks. "'Tis her," one of them said excitedly. He was instantly shoved aside as the leader bent over to examine the mark for himself. He too touched it, outlining the royal crest of Alexander. Issuing a grunt of satisfaction, he curled his hand around her chin and yanked until she faced him. His smile revolted her. "We've been looking for you for a long time, Marin Stewart."
"Go to hell," she spat.
Instead of striking her, his grin broadened.
"Tisk, tisk, such blasphemy in the house of God."
He stood rapidly, and before Marin could blink, she was hauled over a man's shoulder, and the soldiers filed out of the abbey and into the cool night. They wasted no time getting onto their horses. Marin was gagged, then trussed hand and foot and tossed over the saddle in front of one of the men. They were away, the thunder of hooves echoing across the still night before she had time to react. They were as precise as they were ruthless. The saddle dug into her belly, and she bounced up and down until she was sure she was going to throw up. She moaned, afraid she'd choke with the gag so securely around her mouth. When they finally stopped, she was nearly unconscious. A hand gripped her nape, the fingers easily circling the slim column. She was hauled upward and dropped unceremoniously to the ground. Around her they made camp while she lay shivering in the damp air. Finally she heard one say, "You best be seeing to the lass, Finn. Laird Cameron won't be happy if she dies of exposure." An irritated grunt followed, but a minute later she was untied and the gag removed. Finn, the apparent leader of this abduction, leaned down over her, his eyes gleaming in the light of the fire.
"There's no one to hear you scream, and if you utter a sound, I'll rattle your jaw."
She nodded her understanding and crawled to an upright position. He nudged her backside with his boot and chuckled when she whirled around in outrage.
"There's a blanket by the fire. Get on it and get some sleep. We leave at first light."
She curled gratefully into the warmth of the blanket, uncaring that the stones and sticks on the ground dug into her skin. Laird Cameron. She'd heard talk of him from the soldiers who drifted in and out of the abbey. He was a ruthless man, greedy and eager to add to his growing power. It was rumored that his army was one of the largest in all of Scotland, and that David, the Scottish king, feared him. Malcolm, bastard son of